the privilege this morning to hear from no stranger, but a friend, a dear friend. Fidel and his wife, Chirito, have been here before. They have been serving at Casa de Esperanza, an orphanage in Caranavi, Bolivia, for several years. Fidel is also an elder in his local church, so he has responsibilities not only for the children, but in his local church. He preaches. His son, Abdiel, when I asked him, I said, who is your favorite preacher in your church? He said, my father. So that was enough for me. That was enough for me to say, well, we ought to have him preach here because I want you to hear the work of grace in his life, and I want us to hear the scriptures brought to us from Fidel. He has a few remaining items in the lobby that we hope he does not travel back to Bolivia with, and so I hope you will see him in the lobby after the service. With that, can we welcome both Fidel and Christian to come this morning?
Muy buenos días, hermanos.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Es un placer estar con ustedes.
It's a pleasure for me to be here with you.
Quiero pedirles perdón porque no sé hablar inglés.
I want to apologize because I don't speak English.
Pero el Señor siempre provee.
But the Lord always provides.
Y quiero dar gracias a Christian por este tiempo.
I want to thank Christian for helping me.
No les quiero mentir, pero estoy nervioso.
I don't want to lie to you, but I'm really nervous.
Es la primera vez que me dan aquí en Estados Unidos tiempo para compartir. Generalmente me dan 5 minutos para decir algo de Casa de Esperanza y.
It's the first time that I've been asked here in the U.S. to preach. I'm normally given 5 to 10 minutes to share about Casa de Esperanza.
Cuando el pastor Aaron me dijo que voy a compartir, le escribí cuánto tiempo tengo
so when Aaron
para
asked
compartir.
Me to share, I asked him, how long do I have to share?
Él me dijo 40 minutos más o menos.
And he said maybe 40 minutes.
Entonces yo calculé 40 en español más 40 en inglés. Wow, es
so iglesia. The math, like 40 in Spanish and then 40 in English. Wow,
son pentecostales. Son pentecostales.
Look, they're definitely Pentecostal.
En Bolivia los pentecostales siempre se quedan un poco más.
In Bolivia, the Pentecostal churches normally last a lot longer.
Pero voy a tratar de ser más breve con ustedes, no
but
se preocupen.
I'm going to try to be brief, so don't worry about it.
Hoy quiero traer la palabra sobre la gracia.
This morning I want to share a word about grace.
Sé que todos conocen, entienden la gracia, así que no voy a enseñarles, sino solo recordarles y confirmarles lo que significa la gracia.
I know that you all know and have received grace, and so I'm not going to explain it, but I want to share and remind you of the grace of God.
Pero antes de esto, yo quiero contar mi testimonio. El pastor Aaron me pidió que cuente mi testimonio.
But before I do this, I want to share my testimony. Pastor Ann asked me to share my testimony.
Lo voy a hacer de muchos años en una iglesia. Ni en Bolivia doy mi testimonio.
It's been a long time since I've shared my testimony. Even in Bolivia, I haven't done it in a long time.
Y quiero decirles que al preparar mi tema y escribir mi testimonio, cada que escribía, me recordaba muchas cosas malas que he vivido antes de Jesús.
And as I was writing down my notes and I was remembering my past, I remembered a lot of bad situations that I was in before I met Jesus.
Entonces he estado muy sensible preparando mi tema y aquí también hasta que ha habido problemas de salud por los nervios y la gratitud que siento por Dios por lo que ha hecho en mi vida.
So I've been feeling really physically sensitive and so I've even felt so nervous that even it's affected me physically.
Así que disculpen si me emociono algún momento porque la verdad que me emociona recordar lo que Dios hizo en mi vida.
So I do apologize if I am emotional at points, but it does bring a lot of emotions when I remember what God has done in my life.
Primero quiero decirles que estoy casado 31 años.
I just wanted to share with you that I've been married for 31 years.
Mi esposa Charito no ha podido venir.
My wife Charito hasn't been able to come this time.
Ella es la cara bonita de la casa.
She's the pretty face of the house.
Yo soy el afortunado.
And I'm the lucky one.
Tengo cuatro hijos.
I have four children.
Dos varones, dos mujeres.
Two boys and two girls.
La hija mayor se casó, tengo un yerno.
My oldest daughter, she's married, so I have a son-in-law.
Y tres nietos.
And three grandchildren.
Estoy muy feliz de ser abuelo.
I'm very happy to be a grandfather.
Oh, quiero decirles que yo caí en las drogas cuando tenía 14 años en Bolivia.
When I was 14 years old, I fell into drug addiction while I was in Bolivia.
Empezamos como broma con mis amigos de curso, consumiendo marihuana.
It started as a joke with my classmates. We started with marijuana.
Ahora sé que la marihuana es la puerta a todas las drogas.
And I know that marijuana is the door to other drugs.
Esa es mentira que la puedes controlar. No hay manera, es solamente un inicio para que después tu cuerpo exija más alcaloides, más drogas, más fuertes.
It's not true that you can just control it. Your body starts demanding more and more, and that leads you to stronger drugs.
Y justamente eso pasó en mi vida. Después de empezar a consumir solo marihuana, ya no era suficiente, marihuanas maduradas, no era suficiente. Mi cuerpo quería sentir más droga, más fuerza.
That's what happened in my life. Even when I was trying more mature marijuana, there wasn't enough. My body needed more.
Empezamos a consumir todas las drogas posibles que había en ese tiempo en Bolivia.
So we started consuming all types of drugs that were available in Bolivia.
A mezclarlas para sentir efectos más fuertes.
We started mixing them up so that the effects would be even stronger.
Terminando el colegio, antes de esto, todos los drogadictos queremos salir de las drogas. No hay nadie que esté feliz en las drogas.
Now, all drug addicts want to be done with their addiction. Nobody is happy while being a drug addict.
Mostramos la apariencia cuando estamos con el efecto, mostramos ser feliz, estar en onda, pero cuando pasa y estás solo, es algo tan triste porque analizas tu vida en lo que estás quedando.
Whenever you're under the effect, you may have a really great image of how you're having so much fun, but as it wears out, you realize how sad you really are.
Todos los días llegaba a mi casa como a las 2 o 3 de la madrugada.
Every day I would get home about 2 or 3 in the morning.
De haber caminado todo el día drogado desde que la mañana hasta esa hora.
After walking around all day under the effects of drugs.
Entraba a mi casa muy despacio. Ingresaba a mi dormitorio que estaba al lado de mi mamá.
I would come into the house and I would like very quietly go into my bedroom that was right next to my mom's room.
Y yo la escuchaba llorar cuando yo llegaba. Escuchaba cómo estaba llorando en su cuarto.
And I would hear my mom cry right next door.
Y sabía que era por mi causa.
And I knew that was my fault.
Tengo cinco hermanas y yo era el único hijo varón.
I have five sisters and I'm the only boy in the house.
Y sufría mucho por mí.
And my mom suffered a lot because of me.
Esto me atormentaba y decía, tengo que dejar por mí y por mi familia, porque la estaba destruyendo.
This tormented me, so I used to think, I need to stop doing this for myself, but also for my family, because it's destroying my family.
He hecho muchos intentos, me encerraba en mi casa, trataba de dejar, pero era imposible.
I made many attempts. I would lock myself in at home and to see if I could stop it, but it was impossible.
He empezado a robar mi propia casa, sus joyas de mi mamá, a vender para consumir droga.
I started stealing. I actually stole even from my mother. I would take her jewelry and I would send it. I would sell it so that I could purchase drugs.
Todo lo que tenía valor sacaba y salía a vender.
Anything of value, I would steal and then go sell it.
Al final en mi casa estaba con llave.
Towards the end, my house was locked.
Yo no tenía llave.
And I didn't have a key.
Y para salir de mi casa, mis hermanas tenían que revisarme como si fuese un... como era un delincuente. Ellas me revisaban todo, que no saque nada de la casa y me abrían la puerta.
Before I went out, my sisters had to pat me down like a criminal because I was a criminal so that I could leave the house.
Era muy humillante, pero a ese nivel llegué por las drogas.
It was humiliating, but that's the level that I was led to by the drugs.
Terminando el colegio, me fui a otra ciudad.
When I finished school, I went to another city.
Con el fin de estudiar.
With a desire of going to school.
Pero mi adicción no permitió, era más fuerte.
But my addiction was stronger and it didn't let me do that.
Y lamentablemente llegué a una región que se llama El Chapare, en Bolivia.
And so I made it to a region called El Chapare in Bolivia.
Es un lugar trópico donde actualmente se fabrica la mayor cantidad de cocaína.
And it's a place where we produce the highest amount of cocaine.
Es ahí donde actualmente el presidente ha hecho su, el actual, el anterior presidente Evo Morales hizo su base porque él protege la droga, la producción de droga, y ha hecho hasta un aeropuerto. Entonces, ahorita no hay policías, no hay ley en esa región porque está tomado por los carteles de droga.
So the previous president, Evo Morales, used to protect that area, and he removed any sort of policing and law from the area because he was in favor of protecting the drugs.
Yo llegué allí a pisar coca por mi adicción.
So I went there to produce cocaine because of my addiction.
Tienes que caminar toda la noche sobre un pozo de coca para sacar.
You have to step on it all day, all night, in order to produce coke.
Pero te están facilitando droga para que hagas todo eso, entonces.
But they're giving you cocaine so that you last as you're doing that.
Entonces ha sido muy muy duro. Después de eso ya. La adicción era más, ya empecé a consumir una, lo que se llama pasta base de cocaína.
And so my addiction grew after that. It was very difficult for me. I ended up consuming like a basic, they call it a basic paste of cocaine.
Es el primer producto que sale de la hoja antes de que sea cocaína refinada, es la pasta base.
It's the basic, the first thing that comes out from the leaf before it's processed and refined to become cocaine.
Y esta droga es tan adictiva.
This drug is so addictive.
Que ni bien fumas un poco, tu cuerpo ya quiere inmediatamente más y más y más.
That when you're not even finished smoking the first one, your body already wants more and more and more.
Ya no importa nada sino consumir de cualquier manera, conseguir dinero para esto.
And nothing else matters but to find money so that you can get more of it.
Muchas veces hemos robado con los que caminábamos. Hemos vendido cosas, te sacas la ropa ese rato cuando estás caminando en la noche y cambias por un poquito más.
Many times my friends and I, we would steal and sell things, and we got to the point that we would even take our clothes and sell them so that we could get more drugs.
Muchos empiezan a comerse los dedos, partes delanteras, porque ya no hay más y tu cuerpo exige más.
People who are under, they start eating their fingernails and their fingers because they're so hungry and they need to consume something.
En ese tiempo yo he amanecido muchas veces en los parques tapado con cartones porque me quedé solamente con una polera y por el frío tenía que estar.
At the time I would find myself waking up in a park covered with nothing but a piece of cardboard because I had nothing else on me.
Entonces no ha sido nada bueno, y no es nada bueno para nadie consumir drogas.
Clearly this wasn't good, and it's never good for anyone that's under, you know, that actually consumes drugs.
Muchos nos decían, pero es cuestión de fuerza de voluntad, si te pones firme tú vas a dejar las drogas.
Many people told us like it's a matter of self-control. If you really are strong, you can just stop it.
Esa es una mentira porque tu voluntad ha sido quitada el primer día que has consumido la primera droga.
And that's not true because your will was taken the first time you consumed the drug.
Satanás te ha robado la voluntad.
Satan has stolen your will and self-control.
Y necesitas un poder superior a este efecto para ser libre.
And you need a superior power to this effect to be free.
En Bolivia hay centros de rehabilitación, pero nunca pueden liberar a una persona de las drogas.
In Bolivia they have rehabilitation centers, but they rarely or never can actually pull people away from drugs.
Solo les enseñan a tratar de controlar y no ser tan miserable de conseguir a la mala ciertas drogas.
They teach them to actually control it and not to be so miserable while doing drugs.
En ese tiempo de estar tan mal, yo volví otra vuelta a la ciudad donde mi mamá vivía.
After this time of being so bad, I went back to the city where my mom lived.
Más destruido que antes.
And I was even more destroyed than when I left.
Ya no sabía qué hacer.
I didn't know what to do.
Muchas veces hablábamos con nuestros amigos y veíamos cuán despojados, tan miserables nos hemos vuelto.
Many times I would talk with my friends and we would talk about how miserable we had become.
Y llorábamos y decíamos, hay que dejar, tenemos que cambiar.
And we would cry and we would tell each other, we really need to stop this, we really need to change.
Teníamos sueños, pero en ese momento ya no había nada, ya no había a nada que aspirar.
We were people that had dreams, but at that moment we had nothing to look forward to.
Actualmente muchos han muerto con sobredosis de mis amigos.
Currently, or many of my friends have actually passed away due to their drugs.
Han muerto también de manera violenta, cortándose el cuello.
They've also died in violent ways. Some of them have cut themselves.
Y muchos de ellos viven de cárcel en cárcel.
And others live going from prison to prison.
Porque siguen con, atrapados en las drogas.
Because they remain trapped in the drug, you know, under the effect of drugs.
Pero cuando volví donde mi mamá,
when I came back home to my mother,
yo llamé una tarde a Charito, la que es mi esposa ahora.
I called Charito, who happens to be my wife now.
Era compañera de mi curso en el colegio y siempre me gustaba.
She happened to be my classmate while I was in school, and I always liked her.
Yo le llamé para invitarle a ir a una fiesta, a un concierto de rock.
So I called her because I wanted to invite her to come to a party. It was actually a rock concert.
Y ella me dijo que no, que ella era cristiana y que más bien me invitaba a ir a una iglesia y que Jesús podía cambiar mi vida.
But she said no, she said she was a Christian, and instead she invited me to come to church because she said that my life could be transformed there.
Y yo acepté diciendo, a ver si funciona, porque nada funciona ya, o sea, a ver si funciona esta de la religión, si me cambia algo, va a estar bien.
And I agreed because I thought like nothing else has helped me, so maybe religion will actually help.
Pero también tenía interés en Charito.
But I was also really interested in Charito.
Fue un domingo en la tarde que asistimos al culto.
We went to the service a Sunday afternoon.
No me acuerdo lo que habló el pastor, pero él invitó a pasar adelante y dijo, vengan quienes quieren aceptar a Jesús.
I do not remember what the pastor said, but he did call some to come to the front if you wanted to receive Jesus.
Simplemente pasé, no estaba nada, solo como dijo, pasé para probar.
And I simply just went there. I wasn't feeling anything, but I just thought I'll just go there and try.
Nos pidió que nos arrodilláramos y cuando me arrodillé pasó algo asombroso.
He asked us to get on our knees, and when I kneeled, something amazing happened.
No dejaba de llorar.
I couldn't stop crying.
Lloraba, lloraba, lloraba.
I cried and I cried and I cried.
Pero era gozo, era alegría.
But it was joy, it was happiness.
Ya no había dolor, era un llanto de alegría.
There was no more pain, but it was a cry of joy.
La gente se paró, se fue a sentar, pero yo seguía ahí llorando, llorando, pero era felicidad.
People stood up and they went back to their chairs, and I remained there crying and crying and crying, but it was out of joy.
Después me paré, fui a mi asiento y mi cara tenía una sonrisa.
I ended up getting up. I finally went to my chair and my face just had a big smile.
Que no podía bajarla.
And I couldn't stop.
Seguían hablando, seguían haciendo ellos en el culto, no sé qué hacían.
They kept going on with the service. I had no idea what was going on.
Pero mi cara estaba feliz.
But my face was just happy.
Me dolía y me bajaba.
It hurt, and I would pull it down,
si
pull it down.
Hockey de la película, era
yeah,
ahí.
It looked kind of like the Joker from the movie.
Terminó el culto, y era de noche.
The service ended, and so now it was nighttime.
Fue impresionante cuando vi la ciudad más brillante que he visto.
And it was amazing for me to look
todo
into the city.
Brillaba en intensidad, todas las luces.
It was the shiniest city I had ever seen. Everything was just brilliant and shiny.
Y en la calle decía, estoy feliz, estoy feliz, estoy feliz. No podía decir otra cosa.
And as I walked down the street, I would just say, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. And I couldn't say anything else.
Hemos tomado un bus de la ciudad de La Paz a la ciudad del Alto, donde vivíamos con Charito. Éramos vecinos también.
We took a bus from the city of La Paz to the city of El Alto. We were neighbors, so we took a bus together.
Y mi cara seguía.
And my face remained happy.
Y seguía diciendo, estoy feliz, pero no podía, ya me dolía demasiado la cara, pero era como si fuese paralizado.
And I couldn't help it. I kept saying, I'm happy and happy, and my hurt face, because I kept smiling, I couldn't help it.
Cuando la dejé a Charito en su casa, ella me prestó un cassette con alabanzas, un cassette viejo.
When I dropped her off at home, she actually gave me a cassette with praise music.
Hace años.
From a long time ago.
Ese cassette era tan viejo que solo funcionaba un lado, el otro lado no.
And the cassette was so old that only half of it, it's only one side of it worked, the other one didn't.
Llegué a mi casa, entré a mi dormitorio.
I went home and I went into my room.
Mi dormitorio solo tenía una luz roja en el piso.
My bedroom only had a red light
mi
on the floor.
Mi colchón era en el piso.
And my mattress was on the floor.
Y solo puse el cassette y empecé a llorar.
And,
y a decirle gracias a Dios.
And I played the cassette and I started just crying and thanking God.
Porque sabía lo que estaba sintiendo en mi interior.
Because I knew what he was doing inside of me.
Toda una semana no salí de mi cuarto.
For a whole week I didn't get out of my bedroom.
Iba a comer algo a la cocina y regresaba a mi cuarto.
I would go to the kitchen and eat something and then I'll come back into my room.
Y solo le decía, Señor, gracias. He aprendido todas las canciones del cassette.
And I would say, Lord, thank you, and I memorized every single song in the cassette.
Fin de semana fue mi primer culto.
The weekend was my first church service.
Salí de mi casa.
I went out of my house.
Y es cuando me di cuenta que durante la semana no había consumido un poco de droga, ni siquiera he sentido la necesidad.
And that's when I realized I had not used any drugs, and I hadn't even desired or felt the need.
Desde ese día son 33 años que no he consumido
from that day, it's been
ninguna droga.
33 years since I used any drugs.
Y es por eso que, bueno, el tema de la gracia a mí me impacta mucho.
That's why the topic of grace really moves me.
Porque después de ser un despojo de persona,
because when I was a waste of a person,
Dios me dio otra oportunidad para servirle.
God gave me a new opportunity to serve him.
Voy a pedirles que veamos Efesios capítulo 2, verso 8 al 10.
I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles in Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10.
La palabra dice,
and the word says,
porque por gracia son salvos por medio de la fe.
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Y esto no es de ustedes.
And this is not your own doing.
Pues es un don de Dios.
It is a gift of God.
No por obras.
Not a result of works.
Para que nadie se gloríe.
So that no one may boast.
Porque somos hechura suya.
For we are his workmanship.
Creados en Cristo Jesús.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Para buenas obras.
For good works.
Las cuales Dios preparó de antemano para que anduviésemos en ellas.
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
En los versículos anteriores al 8,
in the verses leading
Pablo
to verse 8,
una radiografía de la humanidad.
Paul is showing us an X-ray of humanity.
Y ahí dice que somos personas que solo pecamos.
And in it he says that we are people that are only
que
able
solo
to
nos
sin.
Deleitamos en pecar.
We delight on sinning.
Que estamos destituidos.
We are destitute.
Que solamente nos queda ser condenados.
That all we have left is just being condemned.
Pero que a Dios le plació salvarnos.
But that God was pleased in saving us.
Y es ahí cuando dice, porque por gracia son salvos.
And it is then when he says, for by grace you have been saved.
Hermanos, ninguno de nosotros, ni yo con mi vida miserable, ni ustedes si tienen alguna vida de lujo, merecen ser salvados.
Brothers and sisters, neither you or I, whether it's me in my miserable life or you, if you live a life, even if you live a life of luxury, not one of us deserves being saved.
Es un regalo de Dios.
This is a gift of God.
Pertenecer a la familia de Dios.
It's a gift of God to belong to the family of God.
No es por obras.
It is not by works, through works.
Es por fe.
It is through faith.
Dice, por gracia son salvos por medio de la fe.
It says, for grace you have been saved through faith.
No sé si se han preguntado alguna vez, ¿por qué tuvo que regalarnos Jesús la salvación?
I don't know if you ever asked yourself what God had, no, Jesus had to gift us salvation.
¿Por qué, como todo el mundo, como todas las religiones, te ponen ciertos requisitos para obtener algo?
Why is it that every other religion gives you a prerequisite in order to obtain something?
En Bolivia hay muchas religiones con muchos dioses donde te ponen a hacer ciertas cosas para que su Dios te dé ciertas cosas, como un cambalache.
In Bolivia we have a lot of religions that actually make you do things so that you can earn things from a god, and it's like a sort of transaction.
Pero Dios no las regala.
But our God gave it to us.
¿Saben por qué? Porque es imposible.
Do you know why that's the case? Because it is impossible.
Llegar al estándar de pureza, de santidad que se necesita para habitar los cielos.
To achieve a standard of holiness and sanctity in order for you to deserve heaven.
No importa lo que hagamos.
It doesn't matter what we do.
Dice, toda la justicia del hombre, todo el buen vivir, todo el buen prestigio es un trapo para limpiar excrementos para Dios.
It says that every righteousness that we have in ourselves, any effort that we have is nothing but a dirty rag before the Lord.
A eso vamos a alcanzar si nos hacemos a las buenas personas.
And that's what we achieve if we're just good people.
Quiero decirles un ejemplo. Es algo gracioso, pero para entender.
I want to give you guys an example. It's a little funny, but I may help you understand.
Un creyente norteamericano, sincero en su fe.
An American believer who was very sincere in his faith.
Le dice Dios, quiero ganarme la salvación.
Says to God, God, I want to earn salvation.
Por favor, dime, ¿qué tengo que hacer?
Please tell me what I need to do.
Dios le dice, okay.
And God says, okay.
Tienes que saltar.
You need to jump.
En un solo intento.
From one try.
Y alcanzar la altura de 300 pies.
And you need to jump for about 300 feet.
Cargando una motocicleta Harley Davidson en tu espalda.
Carrying a Harley Davidson bike on your back.
Es absurdo siquiera intentarlo.
It's ridiculous to even try.
Tendrías que estar loco para decir, okay, entonces al gimnasio y a ver cuándo pruebo.
You would have to be crazy to even consider, maybe I'll go to the gym and start like getting ready so that I can attempt.
Lamentablemente hay personas.
Unfortunately, there are people
que creen que pueden ganarse la salvación.
That believe that they can earn their salvation.
O que creen que después de venir a la iglesia que por sus buenos actos Dios los ha traído.
Or maybe they believe that because they come to church and because of their good works, God has received them.
La Biblia dice que no es por obras.
The Bible tells us that it is not because of our works.
Yo me he preguntado en mi vida muchas veces, ¿por qué me salvaste a mí y por qué no a mis amigos?
I've asked myself many times and I've asked God many times, why did he save me and not my friends?
Por muchos años, porque yo predicaba, hablaba y después decía, ¿pero por qué a mí?
For many years, I would teach, I would preach, and I would talk to people, and then I would ask myself, "What was it me?"
He examinado muchos años mi vida y decía, ¿qué he hecho? ¿Qué diferente tengo?
I've examined my life, and I've asked myself, "What have I done? What have I done differently?"
Hasta que entendí que nada.
Until I understood that there was nothing.
Nada.
Absolutely nothing.
Es más al contrario, todo lo que he hecho es para ir solamente metros y metros para abajo.
As a matter of fact, everything that I ever did would have earned me just meters and meters down, going down.
Y esto tiene que estar claro en nosotros, hermanos.
And this has to be clear for us, brothers and sisters.
No hay nada en ustedes que merezca ser salvado.
There is nothing in you that deserves being saved.
No pienses que tienes una habilidad en el mundo por la cual Dios te ha traído aquí.
Don't think that you have an ability or a gift in the world for which God has brought you here.
Hemos visto en Bolivia muchas veces cantantes famosos.
We've seen in Bolivia many times famous singers.
Se convierten a Jesús.
They come to Christ.
Y al mes están sacando su primer álbum cristiano.
And a couple months later they have their first Christian album.
Y se no ha entendido nada.
And I think they haven't learned anything.
Él cree que ese talento lo necesitaba Dios en la iglesia.
Because they think that God needed their talent in the church.
Tal vez.
Maybe.
Tendría que haber pasado por fuego mucho tiempo.
But I think they should have been going through fire for a long time.
Y si Dios lo quiere, tal vez lo va a poner en la iglesia.
And maybe after God still wants that, like he'll put him in the church for that.
Pero él está usando como que si fuese algo importante, vino famoso, entonces sigo con la fama.
But they use their gift. They think, well, I'm kind of important, so let me use here my fame.
Yo he salido de las drogas.
I got out of drug addiction.
Por más de 15 años he trabajado levantando iglesias.
For more than 15 years now I've been working planting churches.
Después Dios me ha llamado ahora 15 años también con los niños, criando niños.
And now it's been 15 years since God called me to take care of children.
Casi no tengo contacto con drogadictos.
And I have very little contact with people who are addicted to drugs.
Entonces humanamente podría pensar, oh bueno, yo he sido drogadicto, ahora mi ministerio Es de Dios la obra.
So humanly speaking, I could think, well, you know, I haven't been doing drugs and I now do ministry, but this is God's ministry. It is God that gives the gifts.
No es que he sido allá esto, ahora vengo a la iglesia con esto.
It's not that I had this gift there and I'm coming bringing it to the church here.
Porque no es por obras.
Because it's not because of your works.
Para que nadie se lleve la gloria.
So that no one may boast and take his glory.
Pero continúa el verso 10.
But verse 10 continues.
Y nos dice, porque somos hechura suya, creados en Cristo Jesús para buenas obras.
And it says that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Como una contradicción.
It almost feels like a contradiction.
No es por obras.
It's not by
ahora,
works.
Sí es con obras.
But now there will be works.
Pero.
But.
Te dice, tu salvación antes de Jesús no es por obras.
But he says, before your salvation, or your salvation before Jesus, it was never because of works.
Nada de lo que hagas, ni antes ni después, va a añadir un poquito a tu salvación.
Nothing that you did before, nothing you did from that point on will even add a little bit to your salvation.
Dios nos las ha regalado.
God gifted it to
porque
us.
Porque es imposible merecerla.
Because it is impossible to earn it.
Pero ahora que soy hijo de Dios.
But now that I'm a child of God.
Dice que soy creado para buenas obras.
He tells me that I am created for good works.
Las cuales Dios ya preparó de antemano para que camine en ellas.
Which God has prepared beforehand so that I may walk in them.
Jesús jamás tuvo una oveja estéril.
Jesus never had a barren sheep.
No hay excusa para nosotros el que nuestros talentos no estén funcionando en la iglesia.
There is no excuse for us that our gifts are not working and serving the church.
Somos nueva criatura.
We are new creatures.
Nuestra nueva naturaleza.
Our new nature.
Simplemente da frutos.
Simply bears fruit.
No puedo recibir aplausos por un fruto.
I cannot receive claps for my fruit.
Es fruto.
It's fruit.
Es algo natural.
It's something natural.
No merece ningún esfuerzo.
It doesn't take effort.
Pero ¿qué pasa cuando no veo frutos?
What happens when I don't see fruit?
¿Qué está pasando en nosotros?
What's happening in us?
Estamos yendo en contra.
We're going against
de nuestra naturaleza.
Our nature.
Para un hijo de Dios,
for a child of God,
es imposible no ser generoso.
It is impossible not to be generous.
¿Entiende bien?
Do you understand?
Es imposible que no seas hospedador.
It is impossible for you to not have the gift of hospitality.
Es imposible no ser paciente.
It's impossible for you to not be patient.
No ser pacificador.
Not to be a peacemaker.
No ser ayudador.
Not to help.
No ser justo, honesto.
Not to be fair and honest.
No tener facilidad de perdonar.
To not be able to forgive.
Si estás actuando en contra de eso, estás yendo en contra de tu naturaleza.
If you are working against that, you are working against your own nature.
Todos tenemos necesidades.
We all have needs.
Todos tenemos problemas.
We all have issues.
Todos nos enfermamos.
We all get sick.
No nos sobra la plata.
We don't have money to throw away.
Tenemos que hacer crecer a nuestros hijos, criar y hacer estudiar y dar de comer.
We need to raise our children. We need to feed them and
estudiar yep. y comer.
Yeah, they need to go to school and they need to eat.
Pero es en todos.
But that's for all of us.
Aquí, allá.
Here, there.
Pero a veces calculamos, no voy a alojar porque no tengo un espacio adecuado.
But we sometimes like tell ourselves, maybe I'm not going to host anyone because I don't have enough space or a good enough space.
O además, no tengo mucho tiempo.
Or maybe I don't have a lot of time.
Hermano, las oportunidades que Dios te pone en la vida son oportunidades de fruto.
Brother and sister, the opportunities that God puts before you, they're opportunities for fruit.
Y cuando no las tomas,
and when you don't take advantage of them,
estás yendo en contra.
You are acting against
de tu propia naturaleza en Jesús.
Your own nature in Christ Jesus.
He estado en esta conferencia los tres días.
I was part of this conference for 3 days.
No he entendido todo. Había una hermana que me ha traducido. Agradezca por la traducción.
I didn't fully understand everything, though I did have a sister that helped me out a lot with translation, so thank you.
Pero puedo decirles que desde el primer día,
but I can tell you that from day one,
la palabra empezó diciendo, huesos secos,
the word
caminen.
Started saying, dry bones, walk.
Y ayer el hermano terminó diciendo, de gloria en gloria seremos transformados.
And yesterday the last brother said that from glory to glory we will be transformed.
El hermano de Holanda compartió que es una experiencia como un aeroplano.
The friend
que despega.
Our friend from the Netherlands shared that it's like the experience is like being on an airplane that takes off.
¿Qué quiere decir?
What does that mean?
¿Qué es la fe?
What is faith?
Es acción.
It's action.
No son conceptos.
It's not just a concept.
No podemos seguir viniendo a conferencias para recibir qué de nuevo va a hablar o en qué manera nos va a decir.
We cannot keep coming to conferences just to hear what new is he going to say or what is he going to tell us.
La palabra no cambia.
The word of God doesn't change.
El mandamiento de Dios es id.
The commandment of God is to go.
O hacerlo.
And do it.
Todos tenemos que producir frutos porque es nuestra nueva naturaleza.
We all are called to bear fruit because it is our new nature.
Yo sé que en Florida todos conocen un árbol de naranja.
And I know here in Florida everybody knows an orange tree.
¿Desde cuándo es árbol de naranja?
Since when has it been an orange tree?
¿Cuando da fruto?
When it gives fruit.
¿O cuando es plantita?
Or when it was the seed.
¿Cuando es semilla?
When it's a seed.
Yo reconozco, esto va a ser naranja.
I recognize and I can say, this is going to be an orange tree.
Y la pongo.
And I plant it.
Y crece.
And it grows up.
Y da fruto.
And it bears fruit.
Y no le aplaudo.
And I don't clap.
Solo consumo su jugo.
I just drink the juice.
Eso es lo que espera Dios de nosotros.
That's what God expects from us.
Porque somos nueva naturaleza.
Because we are a new nature.
Hemos sido transformados.
Because we have been transformed.
Antes éramos una máquina de pecar. Todos, no solo yo.
Beforehand, we were sinning machines. All of us, not just me.
No había otra cosa.
There was nothing else.
Que solo pecábamos.
Other than sinning.
Pero Dios, en su infinita misericordia,
but God in his infinite grace,
por gracia nos salvó,
by grace he has saved us,
nos transformó,
he transformed us,
nos dio una nueva naturaleza,
he gave us a new nature.
¿Y ahora qué espera de nosotros?
And now what does he expect from us?
Que vivamos como lo que somos.
That we live out what we are.
¿Cuántas veces vamos a necesitar que nos digan, eres hijo de Dios?
How many times do we need to hear you are a child of God?
Hoy ha habido textos en varios idiomas.
Today we read passages in different languages.
Pero la palabra no cambia.
But the word of God doesn't change.
El llamado no cambia.
The calling does not change.
No importa cuán bonito venga el concepto.
It doesn't matter how pretty the concept looks.
¿De qué sirve si no reacciono?
What is it? I mean, is it in vain if I don't actually act on it?
¿De qué sirve llenarme de conceptos si no hago lo que Dios me pone?
What's the point of filling up my own head with just different concepts if I'm not doing what God has called me to do?
Es como los banquetes que había estos días.
It's like the banquets we had these past few days.
El hermano dice, vayan y sírvanse.
The brother said, please go and pick up your lunch.
Y automáticamente tomamos nuestras porciones, lo que quiero y lo que no quiero me lo hago al lado y
automatically
consumo.
We went, we grabbed the food we wanted and we left on the side what we didn't want and we ate it.
Es lo mismo los frutos.
The same thing with fruit.
Han venido de Colombia, de Croacia,
Ucrania. There are people that have come from Colombia,
de
from
Haiti,
Ukraine, from Haiti,
de Vietnam, el hermano
from Vietnam.
Está servida la mesa.
The table is served.
¿Qué vas a hacer ahora?
What are you going to do now?
¿Cuál fruto vas a producir?
What fruit are you going to bear?
¿O cuántos conceptos te faltan llenarte para decir, oh, no sé qué hago?
Or how many more concepts do you need to get into your head for you to figure out, like, what am I going to do now?
La palabra dice,
the word of God says,
porque somos creados en Cristo Jesús,
because we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus,
las cuales Dios, perdón, creados en Jesús para buenas obras.
We are his workmanship in creating Christ Jesus for good works.
las cuales Dios preparó de antemano para que andes en ellas.
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Yo les he contado mi testimonio.
I shared my testimony.
Pero puedo decirles humildemente que tengo cuatro hijos temerosos de Dios.
But I can tell you in humility that I have four children that fear God.
Apasionados para servir a Dios.
They're passionate to serve God.
Yo he sido un buen padre.
I think I can say I've been a good dad.
No perfecto.
Not perfect.
¿De dónde?
But how? Where did that come from?
Son los frutos que he caminado.
It's the fruit that I've seen in my walk.
No he ido a un seminario de padres.
I didn't go to seminary. A parent seminary.
O de esposo.
Or a husband, or a marriage seminary.
Hemos puesto en práctica la palabra.
But I apply the word of God.
He hecho lo que me dice Dios.
I've done what God has told me to do.
He sabido pedir perdón a mis hijos cuando tenía que pedir perdón porque eso me dice la palabra.
I've known to apologize to my children because that's what the Bible tells me to do.
He sabido corregir cuando tenía que corregir.
I've known to discipline my children when I needed to discipline them.
He puesto prioridades en mis hijos.
I've taught my children priorities.
Como dice la palabra.
According to what the word of God tells us.
La gloria se la lleva a Dios.
The glory is all for God.
En estos últimos 15 años estoy dirigiendo un hogar de niños huérfanos.
In the last 15 years I've been leading an orphanage for children.
Exijo a mis hijos ahora que estudien.
And I demand for my kids that they go to school.
Yo he sido un mal estudiante.
I was a terrible student.
Pero lo hago.
But I do it.
Porque tengo la tarea de exigir.
Because I've been given the task of asking that from them.
Dios me ha usado a restaurar sus corazones.
God has used me to restore their hearts.
Saben, en mi casa, jamás he escuchado de mi papá decir que me quiere.
You know, at home, I never heard my dad tell me he loved me.
Cuando he tenido como unos 23 años, le pregunté a mamá, ¿mi papá me quería?
When I was about 23 years old, I asked my mom, hey, did dad actually love me?
Ella dijo que sí.
And she said, yeah.
Pero yo nunca recibí un abrazo ni un te quiero.
But I never received a hug from him, or I never heard him say I love you.
Pero quiero decirles que a mis cuatro hijos y mis 60 y tantos hijos,
but let me tell you that for my four kids,
no les falta palabras de aprecio, de amor, te quiero.
And the 60 plus other kids that are at home, they have never lacked to hear I love you.
Los abrazo.
I give them hugs.
No puedo jactarme. Yo no tenía en mi naturaleza vieja esto.
I can't boast in this because this wasn't part of my old nature.
Pero ahora son los frutos que Dios ha puesto.
But it is now fruit of what God has placed in me.
Para que yo ande por ellas.
So that I may walk in them.
No puedo decirte cómo lo he hecho.
I can't even tell you how I've done it.
No puedo decirte es que el lenguaje de mi papá siempre era amorcito, papito.
It's not that my dad was always all lovey-dovey telling me my little love.
Pero ahora es el lenguaje que tengo que me fluye con los chicos.
But it is now a language that flows from me to the children.
He sido un ladrón antes.
I used to be a thief.
En estos 15 años han pasado más de $2,000,000 por mi mano para criar a estos niños.
In the last 15 years I've had in my hands more than $2,000,000 that have come through my hands to serve these children.
Y no hay ese deseo de ocultar y desviar algo.
And there's no desire even to hide and to misuse funds.
¿De dónde?
Where does that come from?
¿Quién me enseñó a ser honrado?
Who taught me to be honest?
Es un fruto que Dios preparó de antemano para que yo ande en él.
It's a fruit that God prepared beforehand for me to walk on.
Hoy puedo compartir la palabra.
Today I get to share the word.
Esto me entristece, no he podido ir a ningún instituto bíblico.
This makes me sad. I never had the opportunity to go to a Bible institute.
Animo ahora a mis hijos que vayan, que puedan participar.
But I tell my kids that if they can, that they should go.
Pero lo que entiendo de la palabra, intento sinceramente a vivirla.
But what I do understand from the word, I try to sincerely live it out.
Porque somos hechura suya.
Because we are his workmanship.
Creados en Cristo Jesús.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Para buenas obras.
For good works.
las cuales Dios preparó de antemano,
which God prepared beforehand,
para que andes en ellas,
that we should walk in them.
¿Has visto un árbol de naranja?
Have you ever seen an orange tree?
Cuando está con sus frutos,
when it's giving fruit,
que eso los absorba para su tronco.
Did you ever see the orange fruit absorb the fruit into himself, into itself?
No, es imposible.
No, it's impossible.
Pero a veces actuamos así.
But that's how we act sometimes.
Hemos tenido una conferencia con muchos ministerios aquí.
We had a conference with many ministries here.
Dios te ha puesto frutos para que andes en ellas.
God has already laid out fruit for you to work to walk on.
Pero algunos nos llenamos de concepto y simplemente, ah, qué bendición, qué bonito, y por.
But many of us will just take the concept and like, oh, that's interesting, how pretty, and then just put it.
Se queda en tu interior.
And we just keep it into our, in ourselves.
Esperando otra conferencia para nuevos conceptos.
Waiting for the next conference to come to get new concepts.
Pero el hermano Aaron está llamando acción.
But brother Aaron here is calling us into action.
La fe es acción.
Faith is action.
No es llenarnos de conocimiento.
It is not just to fill ourselves up with knowledge.
Es bueno el conocimiento.
Knowledge is good.
Es bueno estudiar la palabra.
It's good to study the word of God.
Yo por años he enseñado un evangelio torcido.
For many years I taught a broken gospel.
Porque ni bien me convertí, he empezado a compartir el evangelio.
Because immediately as I became a Christian, I started sharing the gospel.
Pero cada vez que leía decía, oh, estoy diciendo mal.
But I would look at the Bible and they're like, oh man, I'm teaching the wrong thing.
Y Dios me revelaba,
and God
Dios
would
me
reveal,
enseñaba y empezaba a compartir.
And He would teach me, and then I started sharing again.
Muchas veces, tal vez sigo enseñando equivocado.
Maybe it's possible that I'm still teaching a bad gospel, not a bad gospel, but like a mistaken gospel.
Pero no me voy a parar hasta tener todos los conceptos claros.
But I'm not going to stop until I have it all figured out.
Dios me llama a andar.
God calls me to walk out my faith.
En estos 33 años de cristiano,
in these 33 years of being a Christian,
eso he aprendido.
That's what I've learned.
Que Dios no te da toda la película.
God doesn't show you the whole entire movie.
Te da un pedacito.
He sees you, he lets you see a little piece.
Y si vives ese pedacito,
and if you live it out,
Dios te muestra el siguiente capítulo.
He will show you the next chapter.
Caminas el siguiente capítulo.
You walk out the next chapter.
Y Dios te sigue mostrando el otro capítulo.
And God continues to show you the following chapter.
Muchos queremos quedarnos y tener todas las escenas listas.
Many of us want to have every scene figured out.
Y eso es lo que nos frena.
And that's what stops us.
Porque Dios no te va a mostrar nada.
Because God's not going to show you the whole thing.
Él ya ha puesto un fruto.
He's already given you fruit, shown you fruit.
Y quiere que andes en ellas.
And He wants you to walk on it.
¿Qué vamos a hacer?
What are we going to do?
Lindos hermanos.
Beautiful brothers and sisters.
Predicaron hermoso estos días.
Preached this past week.
¿Qué nos queda hacer?
What are we to do now?
Andar en los frutos que Dios preparó. No son un esfuerzo, hermano. No, olvídate, no calcules.
We're called to walk on the fruit that God has called us to walk on.
Que no calcule.
Yeah, don't do the math before you take action.
Deja de medir a Dios.
Stop measuring God.
Deja de ponerte límites.
Stop putting limits on yourself.
Hace un año y medio más, no, perdón, menos, un poquito menos de medio año atrás.
Maybe about 6 months ago.
En Casa de Esperanza tenía 350 bolivianos, es $50.
En Casa de Esperanza we had about $50.
Eso era todo lo que había para una semana que terminaba para alimentar a los niños y para pagar sueldos.
That's literally all we had for a whole week to feed our children and to pay salaries.
Los sueldos son como $10,000 to $11,000.
Salaries are about $10,000 to $11,000.
Dije a los niños, chicos, no tenemos más. Se nos terminó.
I told the kids.
Hay 350 dólares.
I told the kids, listen, we're running out of money. We literally only have $50.
Dios tiene que proveer ahora.
And God has to provide now.
La siguiente semana llegó una ofrenda de como $13,000.
The following week we received an offering of about $13,000.
Dios es fiel.
God is faithful.
Por la crisis de octubre que tuvimos,
due to the crisis back in October that we had,
Bolivia se paralizó un mes.
Bolivia was paralyzed for an entire
subieron
month.
Las cosas.
Things went up in prices.
se gastó la platita más rápido.
And so the money went quicker.
Llegamos a diciembre con 40 mil de deuda.
We made it to December with 40,000.
$40,000 de deuda.
We made it to December with $40,000 in the red.
En enero llegó, bueno, suma de muchas ofrendas, $42,000.
In January we received from different places, we received $42,000.
Fue maravilloso ver la mano de Dios.
Wonderful to see God's hand.
26 años que el hogar funciona.
It's been 26 years.
Ahora.
Almost 27 since we started the home.
Un solo día no nos ha faltado comida.
This hasn't even been one day where we've lacked food.
Muchos días hemos ayunado porque hemos dicho, okay, vamos a ayunar, vamos a orar.
Many days we have fasted, we decided to fast and to pray.
A veces oramos hasta los bebés.
Sometimes we pray and fast even with the children.
Pero no por necesidad.
But not out of need.
Sino por gratitud.
But out of thankfulness.
No lo hacemos porque dudamos.
We're not doing it because we question or doubt.
Dios es un Dios proveedor.
God is a provider.
Solo quiero animarles, hermanos.
I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters.
A que decidas caminar.
For you to decide to take this step.
Decide, no calcules.
Stop measuring.
Deja
de
ya. Pero ¿cómo vamos a hacer?
Stop trying to figure out, well, what are we going to do? Just do it.
Yo lo hago.
I do it.
No es que porque estoy en Bolivia, tenemos con mi familia, soportamos a un pastor y otra familia. O sea, ¿por qué estamos para eso?
And even us living in Bolivia, we give to support
a pastor. En que Dios provee.
And in ministry, that's the way that God provides.
Todos tenemos problemas.
We all have issues.
Es verdad que mucho hablamos de dinero, pero las cosas se hacen con dinero.
It's true. Sometimes we talk about money a little much, but
los
the reality is we do things through money.
Con dinero.
Ministries are built with money.
O con voluntarios pueden ir también a servir. Hay harta misión.
You can also go volunteer. There's a lot of places where you can volunteer.
Pero no te quedes parado.
But don't stay just where you are.
Camina.
Walk.
La fe es acción.
Faith is action.
No es conocimiento.
It's not knowledge.
Para terminar, quiero decirte.
To close, let me tell you.
Otra vuelta. La salvación es un regalo absoluto.
One last time, salvation is an absolute gift.
No la merecemos.
We don't deserve it.
Ni la vamos a merecer.
Nor are we going to earn it.
Pero Dios espera.
But God.
Que andemos en nuestra nueva naturaleza.
God expects us to walk in our new nature.
La cual produce frutos.
Which produces fruit.
Buenas obras.
Good works.
Obras que Dios ya las ha preparado.
Works that God has already prepared for us.
Vas a encontrarlas en tu caminar.
You will find them in your walk.
Si yo me quedo aquí.
If I stay here.
No sé si está haciendo ahorita sol afuera.
I don't know if the sun's shining outside.
O está lloviendo.
Or if it's raining.
La única manera de saber.
The only way for me to know that.
Y experimentar yo mismo.
And to experience it myself.
Sin consultar a Siri.
Without checking with Siri.
Es que yo sabré.
It's for me to walk out those doors.
Y voy a ver.
And I'll see.
Oh, sol.
Oh, wow, the sun's
qué lindo
there.
Día.
What a beautiful day.
De lo contrario.
Otherwise.
No voy a sentir, no voy a tener experiencias de gratitud con el Señor.
I'm not going to be able to experience and have gratitude towards the Lord.
Amén.
Amen.
Si podemos ponernos para orar.
Would you stand so we can pray?
Amado Padre, gracias.
Heavenly Father, thank you.
Señor, gracias por este tiempo de conferencias.
Lord, thank you for this time of the conference.
Señor, te rogamos.
We beg you, Lord.
Para que nos permitas.
Would you please allow us.
Creer y actuar.
To believe and to act.
Que nuestros pensamientos no nos distraigan.
That our thoughts would not distract us.
Que no seamos personas hambrientas de solo conocimiento.
Let us not be people that hunger only for knowledge.
Y esta necesidad nos detenga.
Don't let this need to stop us.
Señor, queremos caminar.
Lord, we want to walk.
Queremos fallar en el intento.
We want to fail in our attempt.
Y corregir.
And correct.
Pero no permitas.
But don't allow us, Lord.
Que me quede quieto.
For me to stay still.
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Es un tiempo de acción.
It is a time of action.
Tú necesitas y esperas de nosotros que caminemos.
You need and you expect from us that we walk.
Pedimos que tu Espíritu Santo
we pray that your Holy Spirit
nos acompañe en este caminar.
Would be with us in our walk.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.